repeating, "Varus, Varus, give me back my legions." The Romans abandoned further attempts to conquer the Germanic lands. But in the parts of Germany they controlled, the Romans imported their civilization and founded cities. Thus emerged a split among the Germanic peoples. The west and south were influenced by Rome. The north and east kept their barbarian heritage. Around 100 AD, the Roman historian Tacitus described the German tribes beyond the Rhine in his book entitled On Germany.
They choose their kings for their noble birth, their leaders for their valor. The power even of the kings is not absolute or arbitrary. On matters of minor importance, only the chiefs debate. On major affairs, the whole community. If a proposal displeases them, the people roar out their dissent. If they approve, they clash their spears. No form of approval can carry more honor with them than praise expressed by arms.
By the 3rd and 4th centuries, the Roman Empire in the West had been dragged down by massive bureaucracy, inflation, and crushing taxes. The German tribes began to spread across Europe. Some tribes left their mark in the names of famous provinces, the Burgundians and the Lombards, for instance. From other tribes,